advice if you got good bait. Here a little tip that I would like to relate. I said, man, fish pie, if you got good bait, I'm going fishing. My mama going fishing.
I'm going fishing as soon as I get off.
I'm going fishing all the time.
I know you. You actually are going fishing all the time.
As much as possible.
It's amazing, folks, how much time this guy puts in fishing. But I got to say, even at work, you're kind of fishing.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, when I'm lucky, I get to do some fishing.
A lot of times you actually are fishing.
At least hanging out with the fish and giving them some nurturing.
Yeah.
And caring for them.
That, well, you know, I got to say, this is one of the reasons I love talking to you about fish, because it's actually, you have a scientific basis. You have a heritage basis for loving fish. I mean,
And
we've kind of grown into this other thing where we're just loving the river
and
kind of claiming it as the heartbeat of everything.
We are the river protectors here, the citizens of this valley for sure. Absolutely. And
I got a couple of things I want to talk to you about, but let's think fishing first.
Sure.
So I'm presuming that the river has more and larger of the typical spaces. Are you finding them different? I mean, it looks to me like a few things have moved.
Yeah, definitely. Some of the rocks that have always been there are kind of still right there, but then a lot of the shapes and contours, the bottom of the river in some of these places has definitely changed.
Well, that's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, and it's, it's been for the best, absolutely, for the most part, a lot of that stuff that came in with the flood a couple years ago, the Carlton Complex fires, just couldn't be flushed out better. And, seeing fish in that section where we really felt like we lost some down below, kind of Canyon Creek and that area, the Carlton stretch that was kind of just really had a couple down seasons, just as I was hoping about. Now we're not only seeing signs of life, but I've seen some of the biggest fish of the season down there in some of those stretches between Twisp and Gold Creek, we'll say.
Okay. Well, it's always nice to be encouraged by Mother Nature recovering, you know what I mean?
Oh, man. It's been nice. It's been great just to be out there on a good flow year, too, where I haven't even felt the water warm up until just a couple of days ago, when you guys probably all noticed that the evenings warm up finally, just not as frigid overnight. And so definitely the very first 3 or 4 inches is actually like bathtub warm as you walk to the beach, and then it kind of gets colder as you get out there, but not bone chillingly cold anymore. So that's kind of, along with the extreme sunshine we get in the middays here with no clouds, kind of quelled down their appetite for destruction in the midday there.
Okay.
Definitely getting a case of middays. Definitely a slowdown.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So getting out in the mornings and evenings, best idea.
Right. Oh, well, frequently that's the case, and we're there. It's a little slow coming, but we're there. How about the bugs, the hatch?
The grasshoppers are finally getting big enough to be getting up into some full flights instead of just those short hops in the grass. And so they're going to be crashing into the water. And that will be one of those kind of bugs that could break that midday spell at any given time, too. Because as much as I'm telling you guys, fish those normal traditional fishing hours, those few biggest fish that I can think of have all just surprised us right in the middle of the day too. So don't give up when it's like 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock, but just kind of maybe slow down on the casting a little bit, but definitely put it into those spots where it just might happen, because there again, you never know. They see the right bug go by and they'll hit it. Golden stones are definitely on the uptick, getting bigger too, as they're popping off. And that again is like a really early morning bug. Or right as it's kind of getting dark, you'll see those guys flying around. But you'll also see the errant one, middle of the day, trying to do its thing. Just kind of alarm clock was off. So.
Well, I did spend some time in the river, and I actually had a grasshopper land on me while I was and then it came to my mind. It's just, just that starting to be a good bite size.
Yeah, dude, you're getting a little close. Don't take another hop that way.
It's a good thing they're not smart. Or,
oh, man.
There'd be a whole food
source. And it's a good thing that they're, we don't ever cry too much when we see a grasshopper get gulped us gardeners around here, that's for
sure. I used to feel bad when I was a kid and fished with worms. I always thought, because
they're kind of minding their own business.
Hey,
in the ground.
I caused them to be there.
You yank them out of there, stick them in the butt with a hook, and just feed them to a fish.
To a voracious,
brutal
predator, even. I mean, it's like,
Well, now you can feel good. Just use your flies. And
I do.
No harm, no foul.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you know, so it's been great out there on the river. Definitely not, you know, going to be able to put those little boats into the upper tribs like we've been talking about all spring. Been up there with some good fishing mm-hmm. on the Chewook and the yeah. Twist, but definitely not going to be getting even the smallest pontoons through there. Going to be easy wading, though, so that's a good thing. And we're just about to hit 1,000 CFS today at Pateras. So,
okay.
You know, most places, really good wading, and a few places you might even be able to get across if you got good boots and good feet for mm-hmm. for wading. There again, this is kind of right at that upper, you know, kind of ceiling.
Yeah.
Or just, I guess, right there where you can just start to wade. So if you're kind of a little unstable or unsure about your footing, maybe just kind of hold off a little bit longer.
I got to talk to you about, I got a new set of waders.
Oh, yeah.
They're Bob Sitz's old waders. They've got a teeny weeny leak in them.
Oh, yeah. They all do.
Yeah, okay.
They all do. Okay. It's just a matter of time. As long as that leak isn't so big that it bothers you too quickly.
This time of year is not going to bother me at all.
Well, I'll help you go through them.
Okay.
You figure out exactly where that spot is. They're just real. Smear every inch of everything around it.
They're real old school. I mean, I think it's genuine rubber.
Oh, yeah. Well, we could get some tire repair equipment.
Yeah,
out.
There we
fix
go.
Fix you up.
Okay.
You know, I did see a friend of mine had gone up into the backcountry. I won't mm-hmm. give away his spot because I'd also like to beat a few of you listeners up there.
I was going to ask about backcountry.
Holy smoking cattle. Giant, giant cutthroat. I kind of had a suspicion. He asked me about the place. I said, yeah, probably be pretty good. And holy cow, really good. So, you know, just look around the backcountry. You can always call. Let's give Ryan Fortier sure. down there some positive calls.
Absolutely.
He's got that list of like when fish have been stocked in the backcountry. 9970316 for Ryan Fortier there with the WDFW. And always, you know, give him a lot of thanks when you're asking him for some help there. And
yes.
He know that he's a busy guy, so maybe just leave him a voicemail if he's not around. But yeah, the backcountry is just wide open right now. I would throw one out there that I know is going to be good because I try to at least get one or two out mm-hmm. there each week to folks, and that would be Sunrise down there at the top of Foggy Dew.
Oh yeah,
way up Gold Creek there.
Yeah.
Oh man, beautiful. They call it the Jewel of the Sawtooth, and I would think the fish in there are going to be 16, almost 18 inches this year.
Sweet.
And just total footballs. So cool. I would just send some folks up there. It's about probably 8 miles. It's a medium hike. First 6 miles, you're following Gold Creek, top of Gold Creek. And then you kind of make a hump up into Merchant's Basin, which is really cool. You're only in there for a mile or two, and then you're up to the lake and just neat fishing.
Cool.
So,
okay, so you did give us one actual...
Yeah. Yeah.
Location.
Just because I won't make it there and you won't be able to skunk my fishing. So apologies to anybody else that might be going there.
Yeah.
But you know, it's just shaping right up. It's going to be hot. It's going to be consistent. There might be some dog days happening, some dog hours in the middle of the day, like I say, but just know where to be and maybe just take a siesta for the middle of the day and fish real good in the morning, evening.
Yeah.
You know, kind of act like the critters do.
Dangle your feet in the water, cool off. And
that's right. Just
go
stop
again.
Fishing for a second. Get in the shade. Go to the swimming hole.
Dude, this is advice for you. Stop fishing for a second.
I try.
This is like you.
If I just need a timer, like every now and then, just dunk myself completely because I end up with that baked potato head headache from getting so hot. But, you know, if anybody needs any fishing tips or wants to book a trip, you know how you can get a hold of me, flyfishersproshop.com for the blog or podcast, or you can drop me a line at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com, or you can give me a call the old-fashioned way at 509-429-7298. Take care of one another. Keep that sunblock on thick and get that fish right on.
Run me out my mind. Said, man, could I go fishing with you? Took on down to my favorite fishing hole. What you think that brother mine did do? Caught 7 pound perch on the bottom. Creamy got it. Nah, took him on the mama. Say he's real gone. Come on, his pole and his line. He was going fishing and my mama's going fishing and the baby going fishing too.